Carol Roan is an Indiana University graduate where she also earned a master's degree in vocal performance. After years of professional opera and oratorio singing throughout the Northeast, Carol began teaching voice in 1970. Her students have ranged from soprano Amanda Pabian to the indie rock band The Cobbs and singer-songwriter Ryan Tennis. Carol's series of six classes titled Singing for the, quote, tone deaf, end quote, begins Thursday night, June 13th at 6 o'clock in the Community Arts Cafe in downtown Winston-Salem.
They get classified around second grade because the common wisdom is that by second grade you should have developed this skill, which everybody has, because little kids the world around go nya-nya-nya-nya-nya-nya with no problem at all. But to have someone play a note, let's say on the piano or the violin or something, and say, now repeat that, that particular skill is, it's a developmental thing, but it has a very broad range in terms of age when it's developed. But usually this testing is done in second grade, and then you get classified. You get told to stand in the back row and just move your mouth, or wouldn't you like to work on some other endeavor, Johnny, like our little newspaper.
The flag squad.
Yeah. And so having been classified that way, it's just like being told you're dumb. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So one thing they do is to stop trying. And it's so distressing to think how many people have been closed off from not only something that is inherent in them, but also from then the world of music, because they feel if they can't do that simple little thing, then, quote, I'm not musical. So their whole approach to music is something that others do, and they feel like they're on the outside of it, can't be part of it, can't get into it.
What's happening physiologically to shut that, what should be a natural ability down? What's going on physically?
What often happens, you know, when you're young and somebody says, try harder, what do? You squeeze up something because that's what you know to do, to try harder. And when they squeeze up the muscles around the ear because you're told, well, you're not listening, or listen harder, some variation of that. They squeeze the muscles up around the ear to listen harder.
Shutting it down.
Yeah, shutting it down.
I'm sure it's very different from student to student, but can you put me in that studio with you for a minute? And how do you go about breaking down some of these barriers?
Well, I never tell them they're wrong. You know, don't worry about the pitch. We'll get there. Building confidence that this is something that they can do. And I work a lot on the body, body consciousness. So if, when they begin to feel how, oh, yeah, I can feel my throat open there. Oh, I get it. It's supposed to be open. Then they're concentrating on something else, and they're free to be on pitch instead of trying to be on pitch.
My heart lies open in November.
Voice and stage presence educator Carol Roan. Her research into the physiology of the voice and more than four decades of vocal instruction have led her to work with a large variety of vocal problems. Singing for the Tone Deaf, with tone deaf in quotes, is Carol's six-session teaching series beginning Thursday night, June 13th at 6 o'clock in the Community Arts Cafe, 411 West 4th Street in downtown Winston-Salem. You'll find links to registration information and more on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.